Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since I intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider ride and you kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that's hella cheap. Take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep. Try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Fantasies are clearing my view. So whenever you're down, you can call me out. gon' do some things that didn't fit in the plans. I love it when you kiss me, girl, so do it again. Do it again, yeah.
I'm rubbing on your booty, so comfy and soothing. Girl, you're really popping, so let's make this shit a movie. Yeah, yeah. So unbelievable. So glad you let me blow your mind. Like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Fridays. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Tone, what's going on, man? Everything is good this way. You know, I'm able to be on this blog talk tonight, so that's a good sign. How's everything going with you, man? How you feeling?
Good, man. Just chilling, relaxing as usual on this Friday night. I'm here, so that's the blessing.
Within itself. I agree. It's a blessing within itself, man. Hey, man, I'm excited about tonight. I know before we get into everything, just want to thank all the callers for jumping on here. You know, I had to do a little pregame on my page, man. I had to do a little pregame because I wanted to make sure that the ladies and gentlemen understood that it's interactive. And so, you know, when you're interactive, you know, getting that feedback and getting, you know, an understanding of how people feel always helps. It educates not only us as the hosts, but there's a lot of people on this damn line, man, that got questions. You know what I'm saying? So they got questions. Thanks. And so this is a great platform to be able to talk about what most people consider forbidden conversation or taboo, and you know, there's no such thing as a dumb question, man. I mean, unless you don't ask it, and then that's how I feel about that, man. So I'm excited about tonight. I know that we're going to do some rapid fire exercise because I promised them that we was going to get through a few questions tonight. You know, I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of callers because of the content that we have tonight. It's the fun stuff. But we're going to get through a few questions. It's going to be important to get through a few questions tonight, man. That way we can get some feedback. So, callers, when you jump on here, and if you, you know, all you have to do, obviously, is press 1 to get on here, we are going to limit each caller to maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, because we want to make sure that we stay on task and we want everybody to have an opportunity to give us some feedback. So, you know, obviously 2 minutes is going to be hard sometimes, but that's our goal, is to, you know, keep the show rolling, keep it moving, and get some feedback from as many people as we possibly can. So that being said, Tom, I'm going to turn it back to you, bro. I'm feeling good tonight, man. You know, I don't drink, but I got my bottle. I'm popping bottles of water over here. You know, getting the hot jumping. And so I'm good, man. I'm ready.
And another thing is, too, like, if you press 1 and we get you on, just press 1 again, and I can't even speak tonight. The question mark that comes up,
that'll get them back.
Yeah, that'll get them back out the group of trying to answer our questions. Just in case somebody wanted to answer a question twice. You know, some people do answer early, and then later on they want to answer on another question, but sometimes they leave the thing up. Just hit 1. Once we talk to you, hit 1 again, and then it'll go off. So with that being said, again, thanks, you know, each and every Friday. Thank y'all for rocking out with us, me and GG. It's supposed to be an hour show. Sometimes we go over. Well, a lot of times we go over. A lot of times we don't get through the questions. I told GG earlier today, I said, I really want to at least do, like, at least 3 questions. At least 3.
Yes.
So hopefully we can get these 3 out Have some fun tonight, man. Let's have some fun tonight. So, Gigi, where you want to start?
Oh, boy. Anywhere, man. I'm going to go ahead and jump things off, man. So the way that we do this, guys, is we have a series of questions, which you guys can submit. We'll talk about how you can submit questions towards the end of the blog talk. But we have a series of questions that we actually ask each other. You know, so Tone hits me with some questions. I give him my perspective, my opinion. Then he turn around and has to ask or answer the same question that he asked. So nobody is ever off the hook, ever. Right? So it's not some, oh, he got Tone that time. Now I got to answer the same shit and vice versa. So that's how we do it. And, of course, our listeners, our callers, we want you guys to answer the same questions. And if you want to add a question to it, then that's cool, too. So, like I said, it's interactive, it's all fun, and it's all good. So, let's do this, man. Let's do this. I'm going to go easy, man. I'm going to take it easy, and then we can really get into some things. But So, Tone, my question is, man, how long or short should a quickie last, man? How long should a quickie last? What is a quickie, man, for you?
Listen, this has been...
For you.
This has been my question for so long. It's like, how long is a quickie? Is it until you both come, or is it just a little? That's a hard one for me. I don't know. I don't know that answer, DG. Like, I've been asking this question for a long time. Like, how long should a quickie last? It's quickie, so it should be super quick. So. What if it don't?
It can be.
Neither one of y'all, orgasm in that time. Do you keep going or do you stop? Is it 3 minutes? Is it 5 minutes?
You know,
that's a hard one.
Some good ass questions, man. I know. It's simple, but it's hard.
In a quickie,
you're gonna have to give us something, brother. You're gonna have to give us something. You're gonna have to give us a time. You know, I understand. You know that it can happen. You know, and what may or may not occur, but you know, throw a number out though,
10 minutes, 10 minutes, I guess. Is that a quickie or is that regular sex? I don't know. Is 10 minutes long for a quickie?
It's funny because, and this isn't my answer, but this is just to add to the situation. You know, it can vary because you can go 10 minutes, right? And then, you know, that is what it is. And then, you know, you might go 8 minutes and be good. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I don't know. That's why I'm like, you know, okay, so you're saying 10 minutes, man. 10 minutes for you guys. That's cool.
I would say 10 minutes. I really want to say until you finish, but that wouldn't be a quickie if it. I don't know, Gigi. This question is confusing. I really don't know because it's like, okay, we doing a quickie, so we, you know, get it in real quick. You get yours, I get mine. But what if it takes longer? What if it take over 10 minutes?
Right.
Now it's not a quickie. Is it still a quickie, or is it we having sex now?
It turns into a whole session to you guys.
Yeah, a whole session, right?
But the idea was, hey, let's get it in real quick, but then, you know, you're still at it.
That's the question.
Guys,
and if you don't finish, if neither one of you, like, finish, is it a quickie? Is it counted? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I would love to hear people, you know, what they got to say about that one.
Okay. I'll jump on this one. I don't mind talking about, and I actually, I'm going to keep it all the way funky. You remember that? I'm going to keep it all the way funky with you. That's
the
ADL
way funky
shit right there. So for me, I feel like number one, a quickie is going to be primarily because you got some shit to do, right? Hey, we got to go to a dinner, you know, we're supposed to be going out somewhere, we're supposed to be hanging out, or whatever. You got to go to work. I might have to go to work. I might, you know, some. So for me, that is the purpose, because you have something to do, so you cannot have a straight up session. So I'm going to give a range. I'm going to give a range, but I want to talk about the purpose of it. So for me, me and mine's, you know, a quickie would be like, sometimes we're trying to sneak it in. You know what I mean? So we're not going to necessarily be able to, you know, get everything off that we want to, because we might just be getting in some good strides. You know what I'm saying? So the strokeage may just be getting good, but we know, hey, you know what? Hey, we got to go. Somebody, they waiting for us. Somebody downstairs. I'm going to be late. So as far as whether that part happens or not, it really just depends. I'm not the type of guy that'd be like, well, it don't matter what else is going on. That's not me. If it's going to be a quickie, it's going to be a quickie. Especially if, you know, there's something important going on. We're deciding to indulge at the moment. So I'm going to go with, I think to me, a quickie can be as short as, and these are my examples, it could be as short as 1 minute. and let me explain. When I say 1 minute, that don't mean ain't nobody busting 1 minute either. I please believe, if there's women out here saying that they can't bust in 1 minute, there's something wrong. All right, y'all ain't in tune. You and your guy ain't in tune, because the excitement, the adrenaline, the pheromones, the testosterone, and all that stuff is what gets you to that point. In addition to that, it's a mental stipulation. I mean, it's a mental stimulation. So in your head, you're already mind-fucking. You're already mind-fucking, okay? So you're just attaching the physicality to that. So and keep in mind, a quickie can be, you know, in the middle of the night. It can be in the morning before you get up and get out of bed and all that stuff. So, yeah, it could be 1 minute. Or I would say anything past 15 minutes. Is now you in a full-fledged session. You know what I mean? If you got 15 minutes, then you could get in about 5-6 positions in 15 minutes, real talk. You know what I mean? Just count it, 25 strokes each. So I would say the shortest, 1 minute, and the longest, anything past 15 minutes, is not necessarily a quickie. So that's my answer for that.
So okay, I'm speaking for me. I think it would be hard for me to have a quickie at home. It might sound weird, but because I'm home. Like, now I can see if we at a restaurant or we somewhere and we you know, like you said, you rush in and then like, come on, real quick, hurry up. But if I'm home,
yeah,
I'm gonna say quickie, but it's not gonna be a quick. It's not gonna be. It's not gonna go like that. Oh no, it's not gonna go like that with me. It's just certain things I have to do. Go ahead.
In the comforts of your own home.
Yeah, if I'm at home, it's just some things that I'm just gonna do. Like, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
Okay.
So it's just some things I'm gonna do, and that's going to go way past a minute or 5 minutes or however long the quickie is supposed to be.
Okay.
I'm thinking a quickie should be, I'm just throwing this out there, somebody could chime in, maybe 5 minutes, if that. Maybe it should be a five minutes and under.
Okay.
Is that too short?
And that's the thing, though. I mean, if it's you and your peoples, you guys are in tune with your body. You know, you're hyped up. The stimulation is there. And it could be, you know, it could be a prelude. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, yo, let's get this in real quick, and we're going to finish off a little bit later. You know, and so my example for you would be, let's say that you're having a party, right? You're having a party at your house, so you're having a gathering, Super Bowl party, NBA finals, whatever. So you and your folks, y'all upstairs, but you got a house full of people, right? So you're not going to disappear for 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
I would.
In your own house, you know. Well, yeah, I believe y'all would. But I'm just saying, that's rude. All right, that's rude, right? But, I mean, you just missing. And then by the time y'all come down, everybody already know what done went down, man. It don't matter how neat you've done fixed your hair, you done pulled your locks back and all that stuff. Nah, man, everybody knows. Everybody knows what happened. Especially us as guys, man. We already walking a little bit different after we done tore it up. So we not coming down there walking on our tippy toes and looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? We striding. We gliding and striding after we done tapped that ass, man. That's just how it is.
So
ladies, they can be inconspicuous.
So do you think that it's a difference in quickies from being home and being somewhere else? So like you said, if you home, you home, so you're gonna take your time. I mean, you can go 10 to 15, but if we're in a restaurant, if we're in a car or a lunch break, if we at somebody else's house or a club bathroom, then you might get that under 5 minutes quickie. You know what I'm saying? So
we got a caller.
We
do.
This person on 6499 GI Radio. You on?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Awesome.
Good. This is India.
Hey, India. Is that your real name? Because I'm going to look you up.
That's my real name.
Okay.
We appreciate you,
you know, being the first one to jump into this conversation. What's your feedback on this particular question? And thank you again for calling.
I guess it depends on the people. But mm-hmm. I would say 10 minutes. I'd say a quickie's like 10 minutes, you know. Get it in, get it on. That's it. Anything past that is not a quickie.
Okay.
Yeah, I can feel that. Now, Tone also said, does it make a difference where you're at, whether you're out and about and you're doing some freaky deaky stuff, or you're in the comforts of your own home, but you got to go to work, or you got people downstairs and all that. Does that factor in? Do you like cut things off if you're out and about?
I think it factors in whether or not it's a quickie. To me, a quickie is a quickie regardless. But if you feel like you're in a place where, like, you know, you're going to get caught, you're in a park, you're in a movie theater, something like that.
Right.
You know, you're going to keep it at that 10-minute minimum, you know, maximum, you know,
maximum,
or less.
Right.
You know, but if you're home and you're comfortable, then, you know, it's not a quickie then. It's just, you know, not as long as, you know, everything don't have to be a half an hour, an hour. Everything don't have to be that long.
That's true. That's very true. Not to get the job done. So what would you consider, and that's funny, what would you consider for you and your guy, what would be the quickest quickie ever in India history? In the history of quickies with India?
I don't know. I guess it depends. You know, there are factors there. It's not the same with everyone. So it depends on
whatever
how.
Whatever was with the quickest one. What was it?
Oh, what was
throw
it?
Throw a number out there. Yeah, throw a number out there.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, so that's about 70 strokes.
I say 70.
Okay. Well, you gotta understand. I mean, so in five minutes, do you keep the same position, or do you try to sneak in like two positions, or is 5 minutes
just
straight back shot?
That means y'all wanted each other. Y'all was already horny.
Okay.
You was already to get it in.
Yeah.
No, there's no foreplay. There's no prep. There's no let's do it this way, let's do it that way. It's like whatever you start with, that's what you're finishing with.
I can respect that. Okay. Definitely. I like it. Tony, you got anything?
Nah, I'm good. 10 minutes. She said 10 minutes. That's a quickie. 10 minutes.
That's a quickie.
That was very good. We appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, she popped things off, man. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
I like that.
Popped
it off.
10 minutes seemed like
a long time, though.
10 minutes seemed like a long time, but then it don't seem like a long time.
Yeah. I mean, and also, because I know we want to move on, but also, and I'm sure people are thinking, who the hell times it, right? Who the hell times it? And so to my point, when you know you have something going on, you have something to do, you have somewhere else to be, you guys are very cognizant of the time. That's why in the morning, if you're like, hey, you know, I'm getting dressed. And here's a scenario. So you're fully dressed, right? You're fully dressed. You're about to go in a meeting. You're about to get to the bag. You're about to handle your business. And your lady's like, hey, let's get a quickie in. Now you're looking at your watch. You'd be like, hey, we got about 15 minutes. All right, so let's do about 10 minutes and then 5 minutes recovery time. So I think that time is a factor. I think time is a factor when you have to actually look at the clock because you got other things going on. So that's why I would consider that a quickie as well as a spontaneous session, because I think that's what we really described outside of the household. That's just a spontaneous session.
You know what? I got another question. I wish I could have asked the caller, but I could throw it out there. We got another caller. I'm going to say it on this one. I'm going to get this other caller on. 2748 GI Radio, you on?
Hey guys, it's Candy. How are y'all?
There we are.
What's going on,
right,
Candy?
On I'm sorry, I had walked off for a minute. Are y'all still on the quickie question?
Well, we were about to finish it up, and then Tone had a great question that he's ready to release, but go ahead and chime in on that, Candy. Thanks for calling. Chime in on the quickie.
Oh, no. I think a quickie should be no less than 10 minutes, but no more than 20.
Well, dang.
No less than 10.
A lunch break, right?
No more than. Yeah, a good lunch break or, you know, just anything. But I think it was something, I heard something about being at home. But, like, would you do a quickie at the house? Like, isn't that just regular sex?
That's what I was saying. Like, if we're comfortable, it's going to turn, like, if I'm home, even if we got somewhere to be, it's still going to turn into something different because we home. That's just,
yeah, no, we're going to be late.
It's not going to be that one position. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. What'd you say, Gigi?
I'm not
going to
be late.
You going to get comfortable?
No. No, I got shit to do. She got shit to do. So what we going to do is we're going to be mindful of how much time we got. And then just understand that we're going to finish up later. And that's
well,
just what it's going to have
though?
To be now.
Because I'm going to be mad. If I can't come, I'm going to be mad. That's just, I'm going to have a hell of attitude.
Now, who says you're not? And that's the thing. I don't think that if we both want to get it in, if we decide to even do a quickie, then that means we both want it. So both of our senses are heightened. And so the whole idea is to let's get it in full throttle. So I think that is the difference in the type of sex that happens. Like it can be some slow strokeage going on, you know, depending on you know, how you feeling. Or it could be some pounding going on, right? So I think that that's the difference, even the positions, because if you up in the morning and you brushing your teeth. You know, I know you got to go to work. You know I got to go to work or handle business and all that stuff. Then your ass is going to get bent over the countertop while you brushing your teeth, right? So once we do that, that's not going to be 15 minutes. That's not going to be 20 minutes. Right, so it's gonna be until we both, you know, hey, make that happen. So I don't necessarily even really think that the timing is always a big factor, but we still gonna know that we got stuff to do, and so we, I mean, because if that's the case, and like you said, we just have sex later. But if you gotta have it and you don't want me to leave the house, I feel like I gotta have it before I leave the house. Then we gonna do something. We ain't scheduling an appointment late on in the evening. We gonna get something in, you know. And so,
so
that's
let
how
me,
I
Gigi,
feel
real
about
quick.
It.
Gigi, real quick. So, like Candy said, she's gonna be mad if she doesn't come. So now you got this quickie going on. She hasn't came yet. Are you gonna finish her off, or are you gonna leave for work and be like, "I got you later on tonight"?
So, so realistically, I've had quickies where I haven't nutted either. It doesn't always end into that. It's just we're intense. We getting it in, and I mean, you know, if you don't, so here's the thing. Here's how I feel about you ladies, right? You ladies be holding on to your nuts. Okay, so you have to stop doing that shit all the time. Stop holding on to your nut, talking about, no, I wanted some more. I wanted some more strokes. It was feeling so good. I wasn't ready. Nah, it's already there. We hitting that same spot repeatedly. Like, we can eat it. So y'all need to stop holding on to your nut, man, and go ahead and release, and then we'll double back a little bit later on in that evening, man. But I would hate for it not to happen. And then life happens, and then, you know, who knows what happens later on. It may or may not happen. Things go on, work and all that other shit. Nah, man, seize the moment, man. Carpe diem. Let's get it.
Wow.
So don't be so damn selfish, okay? Leak some out, ease some on out. Okay, stop being selfish and holding on to it so you can just have one big explosion. Because that's all you're doing.
No, sir, I'm taking it, and you just don't have to be mad that we late. Hey, I'm sorry. My bad.
That does happen. Now, I'm not going to deny that that doesn't happen. I'm just saying the intent is to be mindful. But realistically, yeah. Folks be late.
Okay.
Folks be late.
I got one question. And so let me ask this. You know, I got a lady on the phone. Gigi, I guess you can answer this too. Is the quickie nut orgasm, whatever, is it better than the regular sex nut orgasm?
I think so. Because usually if I'm thinking of doing a quickie, it's somewhere that I'm really not supposed to be having sex. So it's already a level of intensity that's there. So to me, it's like it's a better release because a lot of it is adrenaline versus, you know, with regular sex, we're taking our time. We got about 20 minutes of foreplay. So it's, you know, it's a little different.
That's good. I agree with that. It is a lot more intense because you have different, you know, factors of, you know, not only are you aroused, but then of course, you know, other possibilities of being caught or, you know, knowing damn well you ain't supposed to be where you're at. All those other factors. So I would say, yeah, there's a lot more things going on that would make it a little bit more intense. So yeah, I agree with that. Unless it's a flat-out love session where you got candles and flowers and baths and shit like that, you know, that's a whole different ball game right there. That's some
is
love
that how you get down
stuff, man. That's how I can get down. Absolutely.
Never mind. That's a whole nother show.
As always, Candy, we appreciate you jumping in here. You know, good looking out. Thank you for your support, as always. And
definitely.
Good-ass content. Good-ass feedback.
Thank you so much. And
again,
y'all have a great weekend.
You too. And again, if once you press one, when you get off, press one again. So we know that unless you, if you got it up there, I'm going to click your name. So if you don't want to chime in again, press one again, and it'll cut, the thing will go off. But yes, Candy, have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Okay. Nice little start.
Yeah.
Nice little start.
That is a great start, man. That is a good start.
So 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a quickie. If you're in the house, right? That's if you're in the house. That wasn't if you're somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. I think when you're out and about, man, like that, you don't really have a whole lot of time. You know what I mean? I mean, because you can't gauge what may happen next. Like you said, if you're in a restaurant stall, if you're in a restaurant bathroom or something like that, you don't have 15 minutes. Somebody coming in there to take a shit, right? And I say coming to take a shit meaning they're going to use the stall. So your ass can't be up in there the whole time. And I know your ass ain't going to be bending folks over in the sink. So as soon as somebody walks in, everybody from outside can see your lady's ass or see your ass cheeks squeezing, getting them strokes in from the back. So, yeah, that's high risk. That's high risk. So I think, yeah, 5 minutes or so.
Have you ever got caught having sex?
And that's interesting. I've never gotten caught, man. I've never gotten caught, even in the bathroom, man. Nobody's ever came in. It was just crazy. Nobody's ever come in or nothing or even, you know, walking out. Now, here's the thing, though. Somebody may have came up to the door. I don't know. Somebody might have come to the door and was like, oh, they in there fucking, and walked back out. So I don't know, but it's never been brought to my attention. I've never made eye contact with anybody like, what the hell is going on? So, no. What about you?
Never. Never. Nope. And me and my wife, neither one of us have kids, so no kids walked in by mistake or nothing like that.
Right.
So, no, never. Never got caught.
I guess it was meant
to
be.
Oh man, let's see which one I want to do next. I want to let's go with how important are the breasts during sex?
Man, now that is a beautiful question, man. So historically, I'm a breast man historically, and so they don't have to be super big. You know, the areolas don't have to look like perfect silver dollars, you know, but as long as they're full and, you know, I got, you know, it's a handful, I will worship titties. You said breast, I say titties. I will worship
titties.
Them. I will spend time. I will spend a lot of time on some titties, man. So a lot of times if I am dating somebody, whatever, She better like titty worship. She better like titty worship because she gonna get it. You know, ass is important, of course. You know, but my thing with ass is, you know, as long as you got a nice set of cheeks, you know, we good. But get them boobies, man. Yeah, that's very, very important to me. Matter of fact, man, I do aftercare. I do aftercare. Ladies, if you don't know what aftercare is, I'm going to explain to you real quick. Aftercare is even after the sex is over, right? You done bust, I done bust, we bust. I may go back to the titties and give them some more attention. Softy and all. That's my thing, man. I'm big on that. But yeah, I got the titty aftercare for your ass.
Titty aftercare. The aftercare.
Aftercare.
The titties is definitely important. definitely important. I want to hear from the ladies, like, what are some of the things that is a man doing all that stuff to the breast important, or is not, or is it not? I know for
yeah,
most men,
definitely,
it's going to be,
Yeah, I would definitely like to hear from you ladies how important that is, because I discovered that, you know, there's a handful of women that don't like that. They don't like that. They don't like that at all, man. You know, well, I'm not going to say they don't like it at all, but it doesn't do a whole lot for them. You know what I'm saying? It's not their spot. So that's interesting.
Now,
historically, let me say this.
I'm
going to
keep it real. Go ahead.
Historically, women with larger breasts like titty play. And I'm saying historically with the women that I've dealt with, that I've been involved in, the bigger the breast, the more attention they like. And I don't, you know, I would say out of 10, batting 1,000, that all 10 of them like that.
Mm.
So that's my experience. But what was your comment, Tom?
I was going to say, like, I'm not big on the titty fucking thing. Like, I don't know why. It's just not my thing.
You
I don't know.
Now,
again, if that's what she wants, I'm going to do it. But it's just not my thing. Like, I never even really just understood it. Like, I don't know what it do for the lady.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Maybe one of the ladies that love that can chime in and tell me what that does, but that was never one of my things to ask for. Or, like I said, she asked for it, then cool. Like, I'm going to do whatever, turn her on, but it's just like, I don't get it. This is one of those things I don't get. It's one of those things.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with it. I wouldn't necessarily, you know, out of all the things that I can do, not necessarily. That may be something that she needs to ask, you know. But again, it's kind of one of those things to where, if she likes titty worship, then that usually kind of falls into that, and it doesn't have to be like, you know, a whole 15 minutes. Titty fucking, but just to kind of get oiled up, because you got to have oil, and then, you know, lube that whole situation up, and then, I mean, it can feel pretty good, man. It can feel pretty good, and so you also have to understand that there's some other things, depending on how you position yourself, that can happen. So especially if she's on her back, right, and her head is, you know, facing up under you. You know, she can get to that sack. You know, she can get to that sack while that's going on, man. So, you know, that's how the whole teabagging situation pops off. You know, you teabagging, and then, you know, the wood got to go somewhere. The wood got to go somewhere, man. So it can be pretty fun, but again, you know, she got to be into it. I wouldn't necessarily initiate that, because I got other stuff I want to do. You know what I mean? I got a whole mouth and beard for that. So, I want to hear,
I don't know, maybe it turns some women on. Like, you know, some women like that. Everybody different. Just press one if you want to chime in on that. If not, we're going to move on to the next question. It's dope. We can get through these questions, GG. Finally, first time in like
seven weeks. Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely an acquired taste from what I've learned with that. But even still, you know, I've asked ladies before, you know, through my platform, you know, if you know, titty worship, you know, if they can bust off of that. You know, many of them said, no, it's not enough. But, you know, there's some. It said that's their spot. So there were some that said, hey, that's their spot. You know, you get to the nips, you know, you put the suction cup on them things, and, you know, a river runs through it. You know, but everybody's different, man. I want to move on anyway, and they can come back on the back end and catch that.
Thanks.
Because we got some really good stuff here that we got to get through. So I'm gonna jump right in, man. I'm gonna jump back in and ask. Have you ever tapped out in the bedroom, man? And of course, if I reverse the question, say, has somebody ever tapped out, everybody going to say yes. So I don't want to know about that shit, because you could be lying or whatever. But I need true honesty, transparency. Have you ever tapped out? And here's the thing. We've had similar conversation when we talked about how long having sex. Right? So remember we were talking about some people talking about an hour, 2 hours. You know, 3 hours.
Yeah.
We like, come on, man. 2 hours straight. No, nobody busts in 2 hours. Is that good sex, though?
No.
Is that
no
good
way.
Sex, or is that, or is that almost getting there but not getting there sex?
In 2 hours,
so,
somebody should have bust. Somebody.
I mean, unless you done pop one, man. Unless somebody done pop one. So, you know, I mean, ladies can go forever, you know, sort of. But, you know, a brother, man, he might be on the Molly. He might be on something, you know, for a little help.
I definitely think everybody done tapped out one time in their life, if not more times than once. Both men and women. Sometimes, man, it could get crucial. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it could get real special, I guess. I don't know, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
too much pleasure.
Explosive, all that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just be like, whoa, like that's enough. Like I can't. I'm done. So I'm pretty sure everybody that had that moment. If you didn't, that's, you know, hopefully you'll get that moment one day.
Definitely, man. Let me chime in on that one so we can move on. I would say that when it comes to tapping out, man, let's first identify what's tapping out. Like, is tapping out like you want to stop? Or tapping out, you need to pause, you need a break. Tapping out is like you just done. Or it's tapping out just, I mean, you know, is it really you can't take no more? Is it you don't want no more? I mean, how would you describe tapping out, though, for you, not for your partner? What would tapping out mean for you, Tom?
I would be saying, like, whatever, like, taking more. You know what I'm saying? Like, more pleasure. Like, you at the highest, you know what I mean? Let me just say this. You ever been in a situation where you come and then the woman suck it?
Right.
Like, that's, like, crazy. That's uncontrollable. Like, so something like that, sometimes you can take it, sometimes you can't. So that would be tapping out for me. Like, holding on,
okay.
like that part of tapping out.
That makes sense. That's a good ass point, man. I get that, man, because you done nutted, and they trying to Kirby vacuum the rest of that nut up out of your damn dick. That is so.
Hold on. Did you say
now,
Kirby vacuum?
Yes,
Kirby,
man. Suction cup, man. The suction cup situation. So that's good. I didn't even really think about that. To be honest, man, for me, I was just thinking tapping out was like, because here's the thing. Sometimes, and I thought you were going this direction. Sometimes after you bust, you still hard. It don't go down, right? But it's not the same strength, but it's just not soft. And so if you keep on stroking, it's like you can, but you almost don't feel shit no more. So it's like, look, yeah, I know it's hard, and yeah, you can still feel it, but she, I mean, you know, because women are greedy, right? They can nut 50 Dang. Times and be like, I want some more. You can fold their asses up, right? Put them in the huckabuck and drill and blow their back out, man, and they still like, I want some more. Like, come on. They gluttons for punishment, man. They gluttons for punishment. So that being said, you know, you can still be on swole, and they can be backing it up. You're like, look, baby, you just want to get a couple more nuts, but I can't feel shit no more. My shit is numb right now. So I have to tap out. I got to, man. Like, nah, I can't do this no more. You know what I mean? So my tapping out would be more so in the act. Not afterwards, but in the act. So, look, man, I can't, you know, I'm already about to be soft shortly, but while you still trying to get yours, baby, look, you done got your 10 in. You just not going to be able to get 15 tonight. That's just what it is. And so that's what's happening.
I want to – so we know our tap out. We know what's going to make us tap out. You know what I'm saying? Because of course, we can't go after we nut. We can't just be like, boom, keep going like that. Like women, like you said, they can get 10, 15, how many? They can just get as many as they want or as many as you can give them.
So right. Would be, no limit soldiers.
For you ladies, what would be your tap out moment? What would be too much? What would be too much? That's what we want to know. What would be too much?
That is good.
When were they throwing in town? Like, okay, I done got 15 of them. I'm done. I'm sleepy. or maybe just one big one. Maybe
one,
take them out.
One
you know?
Big one. One big orgasm, man. That happens. One big orgasm. And that's a good question because we didn't necessarily just say penetration. Like, there's a lot of women running from that mouth. You know, they running from the mouth. They pushing off. They kicking in your chin. You know, they can't take it no more. So you got to factor that in, too. That's tapping out. If you can't take your head no more, like, you done overflowed, man. Systems overload. So you got to take all that in consideration. So when you do that, if you ladies decide to do that, you have to have a tap out story. You have to have a tap out history. Ain't nobody just taking dick like that forever. And you know, tapping out maybe the size, maybe a little bit too much for them, you know, and you can't take that. You know, I think all ladies, man, had at least one anaconda in their life where they like, look, okay, I get it. You King Ding-a-ling, but I can't take no more of that, or I ain't going to take that again. So as long as y'all keep it 100, I know that you got answers and feedback for the tap-out gang. If they not keeping it 100, then they don't have stories.
They don't want to tell us that. They only want to tell us the good. They only want to tell us the winning parts. They don't want to tell us about the tap-out part.
That's right.
Let me see. 6499 GI Radio.
Hi, it's India again.
Hey. Welcome back.
Hi. Well,
talk to us.
Tapping out for me is after I climax and he goes down.
Okay.
I can't deal with that. So I tap out.
Okay. So after penetration, he want to give you head, and that's just too much. After you done climax.
Correct.
Wow. That's a good one. That makes a lot of sense.
That was the opposite
of what Tone said. Now, now for you though, is that something that you would do just to drive your man crazy after he done nutted? Would you do that to him to drive him crazy?
It depends. I don't know. It depends what happened along the way.
You need an incentive.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we're both drained. And I'm like, you done,
right.
I'm done too. It depends. I don't know.
Okay.
I just want to go back.
Have you ever?
I'm sorry?
But have you ever? Have you ever?
Did
that to you guys? Okay.
I have.
All right. Thanks for keeping it 100. Cool. Well, I understand you got to be special. We get for it. You got to be special. Nobody gets that treatment. Right? That's the royal penis. We get it. All right, cool. Okay, so you wanted to bring another point into play?
Yeah, when you were talking about the breasts and you were saying, what's the term? How did you put it? Aftercare.
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't want that?
Not for me. For me personally, like, nah. Especially after we just, you know, we climax and we done and we hot and we everything else, I need for you to go
right.
sit down. Don't,
leave me
don't
alone.
Touch me. Roll over, go on that side of the bed, and we're done. That's it.
What if you didn't climax? And that is, you know, his way of giving a consolation prize. Is that not enough? You still
a consolation for who? For him?
Yeah, for him.
Because if I don't care for it, it's not for me.
Oh, at all.
I'm just not feeling it. I'm, you know, I feel a little.
Matter of fact, you
little kids here and there, but
you don't even want to be bothered no more.
No, go sit down. No. No,
fair enough. Fair enough. Uh-uh. Fair enough. Okay, that's fair.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate your feedback and chiming back in for us, Lindy. Good looking out.
All right.
Yeah,
and then
she's not
playing. Get me mine, and then you know, go watch TV.
Yeah, you got to make sure that she busts. I don't even think she want a nut. She want a bust. So if you don't make her bust, then she clowning. Sound like she's the type that will clown your ass. Like really, really do.
Thanks.
You done? Okay. Well, go ahead and get your Uber or your Lyft, and get up out of here. You know, I think that she'd be straight up, man, telling somebody they ain't do shit. That's tough. And then you got AIDS. You
now, let me ask you this, Gigi. Have you ever been in that situation where you know, it was just a bad night and you had to look over at her face and her face is saying, like,
hell,
you know,
yeah.
about your business?
Yes, absolutely.
Like,
and here's the thing, though.
It's like the worst look ever.
Well, you know, I would say that it has happened before, realistically, and the thing about it is, it don't necessarily be a bad night. It be more so, I wasn't into her like that, because if it's somebody that I'm dating, then we understand our bodies. You know what I mean? I might be a little tired. She may be a little tired. You know, that type of thing. So she already know I got her. You know what I'm saying? So if it's one of those where, well, damn, baby, you know, you got yours relatively quickly, I'd be like, hell yeah, I did. But I got you, though. So, you know, maybe the next round or maybe the next session or even prior, I have a strong resume with her. So she knows they're going to be nights where, again, she's going to tap the fuck out. So it's just going to be nights like that, man. And if you in a relationship, then you understand that, man. But there has been times where I wasn't into it like that, you know. And, yeah, you got what you got, little mama.
Ask you this. And this go both ways. It's for the ladies and the men. Does one bad night does that person deserve a second chance?
On the first encounter?
Yeah, first encounter, you with a girl is just horrible. She's horrible. Do you? But she calls you the next night to come over. Do you give her that, all right, let me just, maybe she was just off or maybe it was just bad. Like, do you give her a second chance or are you just not answering that call?
That's a good one, man. You know, there's always, for me, there's always going to be other factors than the sex. So sex would not, for me, average sex, I don't think that I've ever had bad sex before. Maybe I've had average sex. But average sex, you know, would not determine if we have sex again or not. It would be really if I'm feeling her like that, because sometimes all I might want you to do is I just might want you to take it. So, you know, when I say average sex, I mean maybe she can't ride dick well, or, you know, she can't take dick, or, you know, the rhythm is off together, then that means, hey, we're going to have to make some adjustments. So maybe you just need to bend, you just need to touch your toes that night and then let me do what I do. You know, we're not going to have you ride because you don't know how to arch your back right. You don't know how to reverse cowgirl. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to take it from the side, put your, hold your leg up. You can't do the split. You can't straddle. So, you know, there's different factors on why the sex may be average for a woman. Now, if she's dry and doesn't have a condition, then nah, I'm not going for that. I'm not going back to that. I'm not going back to that because, and you can say whatever you want. You can say, well, you know, maybe you didn't arouse me, or maybe I wasn't this and that. Hey, look, you should know your body well enough to you can make the adjustment. So whether you need to rub one out, or we need to do some other things, then let's be transparent and have that conversation versus me, because I'm not gonna pretend like you're not dry. I'm going to call you out. I'll be like, damn, what the hell going on? You know what I'm saying? If we need to get the Astroglide, you need to give me heads up on that. So short answer is if that's the case, depending on what it is, then, you know, she may or may not get it the next night. But for the most part, man, you know, if I'm in there, I'm feeling her, I'm going to give it another shot. You know, especially if we had a decent connection, I'd give it another shot. Because women do have bad nights, man. I don't care what you say. Women have bad nights, too.
I guess it depends on how bad. Like, you got to know how to have sex, right? Like, you at least got to know how to. I don't know. I just think, like, if you don't know how to ride or get hit or. I probably won't answer the phone. I probably won't. I ain't even gonna lie. I just feel like
bad head may be a deal breaker because ain't nobody looking forward to that again.
Yeah, it's just
that's
like or just
point.
Lay there or just not move or it's like why would I call you again? What we doing?
That's a good point, man. There'd be something to just lay down like that, man. You know, some, you know. Yeah, it has to be some type of connection in that bedroom, man. It ain't no, I know a lot of women are like, nah, you need to take control. You need to make sure this happens and that happens. Look, I'm the type of dude to where, you know, if we have that connection or we need to create some type of damn connection, but it's definitely going to be some teamwork in there. The only shit I got to prove it to you is to show you that I appreciate your time and your energy. But other than that, nah, man, we got to get it in together.
Well, at least show me something. Like, show me something, like, even if you just give me a little sneak peek, like, okay, you know, I could really fuck you up right now, but. Do your thing.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm calling her tomorrow. I want to see. You got to show me something.
Right.
You just can't be all the way bogus. Like, I'm not calling that. I'm not calling fat. And I don't know. I want to hear some ladies, like, you know, if a guy messed up, you know what I'm saying? He don't, like the what India says, she want nut. She want cum. So what if he don't?
Yeah.
Are you going to say roll over, or are you going to say get out?
Right. Yeah, and that's a legitimate question, because here's the thing. You might not have came, but if you almost came and you was just like, hey, he bust too quick, because he could be in it for 20 minutes and she ain't bust. And that's what I was talking about earlier. They can hold their nut. I mean, unless you just hit the G spot, then they explode, but they can hold it. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to come, or they want it to last longer, or they haven't had sex in a while, and so they don't want to nut so quick after being in a hiatus or whatnot. But it could be some good sex, and then them still not, you know, they still not get there, or they be almost there. So, I mean, is that trash, though?
So women having, like, somebody giving you good sex, but you don't bust.
That's legit. That's definitely legit, man. And so I remember dating this woman, and when I say chick versus woman, that kind of distinguishes who's who. So I was dating this woman, man, and I remember it was a minute. It may have been like 6 months for me not having sex at all. And so we dated, and then we probably didn't even get it in until maybe 90 days. And it wasn't even like, you know, on the calendar 90 days or where it just, the timing just, it's just what it was. And so I remember, man, it was probably, it might have been like 20, 30 minutes in it. Now I'm in it. So I'm thinking that I'm doing some things, right? But she was still holding steady, man. I was like, look, I'm about to be out of here, meaning I'm about to bust, man, ready or not. I mean, I was straight bougies, man. And so she was like, you know, go ahead. You know, she was just like, hey, give it to me. You know, I want it. So it was one of them situations where, you know, she made it about me, you know, and so that gave me a whole nother respect, because now I'm like, okay, you know, she not selfish, and it wasn't 5-6 minutes, so, you know, she was kind of cool about it. So I made it a point to, you know, whenever we would get in there, man, just kind of make sure that, you know, even I had to do my little mental prep, man, like, hey, man, don't buzz, it's good, don't buzz. Keep it going, you know, to make sure she's good. And then once I learned her body, it really wasn't no issue. And that's the factor that we always have to take into place, that, you know, we don't know that person's body yet. So, you know, there may be certain positions they like best. There may be some extra stuff you got to rub and pinch or nibble on, you know, that'll get them there. But, you know, they don't be wanting to give us those hints, man. We got to figure that shit out on our own, man.
Yeah, figure it out on your own.
You got to figure it out on our own, man. But that may be the key. So if not, then that means, man, we got to go the long way. That's when the daddy long stroke, man. You got to find out. Got to figure it out. So, yeah, I'm interested, man. I'm interested in how the ladies feel about that, because they quick to talk about us, man. They quick to talk about the brothers, man, saying he ain't do this, he ain't do that, you know, but. You know, you guys are still getting to know each other. You know, that's everybody is definitely different. You know, but for guys, I mean, you know, we get in the right motion, then, you know, we gonna do what we have to do. But the ladies, you know, obviously that's a little bit different.
Let's get this caller back on. 2748 GI Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Candy again. Yeah, like, I'm okay.
Go
on, like,
say,
the
Candy,
first
go
on encounter. On the first encounter, it's cool if things are, you know, a little rough. You know, I'm cool with really getting to know someone and doing what we have to do or whatever. But I think it just depends on, like, for me, if you have like hard no's to something that I enjoy, like I dated this one guy. Oh, he was so fine. Like we courted for like months and we got to him and he didn't give head. And I'm the type of chick, you know, you got to lick it before you stick it. So like, that's like a deal breaker for me. So, you know, we did actually have sex that particular night because we both were just really, we both wanted it, but I had to put him on the like, it was just like, no, I'm not, there's no follow-up, no nothing, just, I just can't.
So,
but, you know, if it's a rough night, I don't mind giving a second chance.
So, wait a minute, straight wood was not enough? That wasn't enough?
No.
Or was it in your mind, he ain't lick it, so it don't even matter?
No, it's just not enough. And like you said that earlier about how we be holding the nut, a lot of times y'all be in a good rhythm, y'all just not hitting nothing. So it's like it's feeling good, but it's not doing nothing. Like you just have to know how to stimulate your partner. Like for me, it's going to take forever. If you're not like rubbing on my clit or my boobs or something like that, it's just naturally going to take me forever. So I think if you know your partner, you can make it happen in minutes or you can make it last hours.
All right, so how do you feel about, since we got you on, how do you feel about titty worship? You all for it?
Love it. Like, love it, love it.
What about the aftercare?
Yes, they need it. They need it. I mean, aftercare, booty rubs, all that. Like, I am full. But then again, I'm working with a lot. I'm in like a triple D. So like,
whoa.
It's a lot.
Whoa, wowzers.
They need a lot of attention.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Tone, what you got on that, man? She kind of put it out there, man. So the guy got to lick it. You got to lick it. Now, but yeah, so regardless if it's the first encounter, so you want him to lick it on the first encounter, you give a head the first encounter?
Yeah. I mean, because
if we
having sex, we don't went through a lot. I'm talking about I require papers, just everything.
Right.
And it's a process. So if I'm already, we're comfortable if we're having sex. I'm not going to just, I've known you 2 weeks. Let's get it.
So if I'm having sex
with you, my body is yours, and we're just going to explore. And so I've never been that type of person to have, like, certain things that are deal breakers. If we having sex. My goal is to please you.
Okay.
Your goal is to be to please me.
I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I definitely get it. If you're going to do it, we going all in. So, okay. I dig that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like if you're going to do it, do it.
You've been consistent with that one.
What did you say?
Yeah, I was saying with Tone, yeah, definitely. He's been consistent with that one. If you're going to do it, go for it. But she also got to keep Tone as one that saying if a woman likes anal, then she needs to be up front and you can get anal on the first encounter too, if that's what she wants.
I mean,
okay, if that's what the lady wants, then I'm not going to ask her. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what she wants, like I said, whatever turn her on, I'm cool with that because that's what turned her on. But, like, when it comes to me, like, I'm cool on that. Like, I'm good on a lot of stuff. It's just about her.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be like, look, man, we can put a plug in there. We can put a plug in there, but ain't no wood going in your ass off rip. No.
You know what I tell people? I say this. What's the difference in doing it the first night or – you know, I'm just doing it the first night, then doing it 3 weeks later.
The 30th
night. Same girl. Yeah, the 30th night. Still the same woman. Same thing.
Same woman. And, like, if you're with that person, like, if that's bae, I'm, like, your best friend and your deepest fantasy and everything in between. So why are we hitting, like, why are we doing landmarks?
It doesn't make sense. Milestones, right?
Yeah, milestones. That's what I was trying to think of. Milestones.
I get it. And so my thing is, for me, it's like it's establishing a rapport. It's like a credit report. Right, I need to know if we're 30 days in, you got any lates, you know what I'm saying, any repossessions or whatever. 60 days in, you know, what that credit, I need to see that consistency, on-time payments. You know, of course, this is figuratively. But, yeah, I just need to build a stronger credit history with that woman. So I can't give you a 1,000-line credit if I don't know you like that. You're going to get the 250. You're going to get the first premiere. You're getting first premiere
treatment. But if I'm reviewing your credit, I'm only checking it one time. So you want to make that profile as transparent as possible. Like, nobody is going to check your credit every 30 days. Like, so it's exactly. Like you want to make it count.
Maybe. Yeah. If that's what your MO is. I still don't know, man. I still don't know. So there's levels, there's stages, man. I ain't going in the ass off top, man. I'm sorry. I stand behind that.
So check this. So Gigi, it could be a situation where a woman is like extremely freaky, right? But because mm-hmm. it's the first night, she don't give you all of that. So now you thinking in your head, like, man, that was weak. You know what I mean? I ain't calling you no more. But you really missing out on a whole bunch of stuff. Like, she could have just did all that in the beginning. Or you could have just did all that in the beginning. You would have knew what you're dealing with. And then 6 months later, y'all married.
Wow.
I love that logic.
We jump in the room 6 months later?
I dig that. I love that logic. You know, and at the same time, you know, don't give it to me all at once, man. You know, give me something to yearn for. Give me something to look forward to, you know. Piece it out, man. And then, you know, because I just don't feel like a lot of women will release their body like that off top. I mean, some people are very comfortable with it. And then there's some that's just like, look, you know, we building something. You know, we establishing something. And so I just think it has a lot to do with people's sexuality as well. You know what I mean? Some people can't
and separate. And a woman's comfortability.
Sexuality.
I think once a woman
from,
get comfortable.
From other things.
Once she get comfortable with you, it's sky's the limit, bro. Like, she about to, it's about to get crazy once she get comfortable with you. So once she get comfortable, like she said, like if y'all just dating and y'all going out getting to know each other, once she get comfortable, about to have some fun.
I agree.
Why not having fun is because she's not comfortable.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with building. I'm okay with building poor and building that trust because it's a lot of trust, right? There's a lot of trust involved, man, when you give yourself to somebody. I just ain't going in your ass or in the first encounter. I'm just not doing it. I ain't going in your ass, man.
I need you to bring it, like, from the first to whenever. Like, I want to be able to just come to the thought of what happened last night. I don't want this mediocre sex just because it's the first time. Like, that's...
Not mediocre or vanilla? Because come on now. Come on, mediocre.
I mean, they're one and the same in my book, to be honest with you. Like, to me...
Okay.
Vanilla sex is mediocre. Like, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But anyway,
hey,
it's been kind of late. So.
Understood. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we way past the time.
Yes. So, y'all have a good weekend once again, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye. All right.
Thank you
for calling in. Have a great weekend. See that, GG? You gotta go in, man.
Yeah, but Candy is the rule, man.
I feel like
80%
of women once they decide to have sex with you, bro, like, you gotta give them, you gotta go in. You gotta show off. Even if it's that one night, you gotta show off. You gotta show off.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that, but that's gonna be through everything except anal sex. Because all I'm saying is don't give me the ass, literally as an anus. Don't give me the ass on the first encounter. Don't ask me for anal sex on the first encounter. If I ain't been in the coochie first, if I ain't been in the pussy first, don't ask me to go on your ass first. I feel disrespected.
But,
if you go,
but what
if
that's,
that.
that's what get her off, like, just like Candy said, like, the guy didn't, you know, he didn't go down, that wasn't his thing, so, and that's what turned her on, so even if he was good, it still was in her mind, like, it's not what I want, because I like doing that first, and then that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of messed up. I thought that was kind of messed up, man, to be honest with you. And listen, I know we got to go, but that kind of triggered something else that I've learned. So there's penetration girls, and then there's oral girls, right? So there's some women that they can care less about oral. Like, you can maybe, you know, you can lick it. That's cool. If you don't, that's fine. But they want hard dick to get off. And then you got some women that's like, look, sometimes if he's good enough, I'm just good with oral only. I can get off with that. Or I need a combination of. I understand that. But since there is a variety of women like that, then I'm going to pick and choose how I want to proceed, man. So I ain't going in your ass, okay, off rip. Matter of fact, you probably got to convince me, man. We damn near got to be married for me to be going in your ass, man. I'm sorry. That's kind of where I'm at with that. And if she loves it, then, you know, that may be a turnoff for me, man. That may be a turnoff. If she loves anal more than cooch, then that's a turnoff for me. That's a turnoff, as in lights out.
Everybody different, man. Everybody got their thing. I just feel like if that's somebody's thing, then that's their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what's going to get her off and we having sex, then I'm all right. I don't care if it's 30 days. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's the first day or 6 months later. Like, it don't make me no difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is your thing, I'm cool with it. I'm not going to bring it to the table. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's something that you got to want. But if that's your thing, that's your thing. Because I got my things. Like, if you ain't doing it, then I probably won't call you back. I'll probably be like Candy, be like, look, it's cool, but I ain't fucking with you no more. But everybody got their things that they want done to them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their things that they want done. So I don't knock nobody things. Some things I will do, like, you know, some things I will do and some things I won't do. So.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I won't do. And I'll say this. So if that's her thing, then that means the majority of her partners were anal partners. No, 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 ma'am. No, I'm sorry.
Every time we get into a good conversation, it's always time to go. Because
it sounded wrong.
What's
man.
The difference?
You got to catch the next Friday.
100% of her partners were pussy partners. So what's the? I'm trying to figure out what's the difference in anal and. But don't tell me now.
Yeah, we're not.
We'll save it.
We're not gonna do that. I'll save it. Yeah, we'll save it. True that.
That's another. We'll save it for next week. And it's still one question that we didn't. We got through a lot of questions tonight. I'm proud of the caller. I'm proud of us. We got through like three or four questions. Usually you only get to one, and that's it. So, super dope night. we learned a lot from some of our callers, fellas. You better make them bust, or you gotta go to the other side. Some women don't like what you call it. The after.
Aftercare, man.
Aftercare. Some women want the aftercare. Some women don't want the aftercare. Great, all around great show, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Yeah, you guys can find me. Find me first on my Facebook page. Now, listen, my Facebook page is Malloy Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob. All right? You can find me there. Hit the follow button. All of my posts are public, so you'll be able to get to them. If you hit the friend button, it's very unlikely that I'll get to you because there's just too much out there. And folks, you know, hacking accounts and stuff like that. So just bear with me. Hit the follow button. If you hit the follow button, you have a better chance of me responding to you to maybe add you as a friend. But you can also find me on Instagram, Rob, R-O-B-G-I-G-I, Malloy, Rob G.G. Malloy. And, of course, G.G. After Dark. And as always, you can always hit me on my website, which is ggafterdark.com. What about you, Tone, man? Talk to us.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI underscore Tone, Facebook Tone Mitchell. And make sure you follow the radio show, GEI Radio, on all platforms. And again, we're here every Friday from 9 until, I'm not even going to say 10 o'clock because it's never 10 o'clock. You know, this follow it. You can follow the show on Blog Talk. You can go to Blog Talk and follow the radio show. And again, oh, like you say, if some of you ladies and fellas do follow me or GG, you can hit me in my inbox if you want me to, you know, if you have any questions that you want me to say on Facebook. I think that'd be cool. That would, you were going to talk about that, right, GG?
Yeah, I think what we'll do, Tone, as well, or what I'll do on my page is I'll pick a day out of the week, most likely Thursday, and I'll post the flyer and then, you know, whatever questions you guys have on my page, you can definitely post it up under there, and then we'll just tally that up. Because, Tone, I know your inbox be flooded already. Mine's flooded, but I want to make sure that, you know, nobody's questions missed, and it's centralized. So for me,
Thanks.
You know, I'll definitely make sure that there is a post, and I'll tag you, Tone, or you tag me, and so everybody will be able to drop it off on there, and then we'll address it.
Facts. Like I said, great show, man. Hopefully everybody's not celebrating 4th of July, you know what I'm saying, like, not red, white, and blue. It's supposed to be like a blackout or something. So hopefully everybody stick to that. But we all know people ready to cook out and drink and have a good time. So I guess that's cool too. But be safe. Make sure you masked up. You're drinking your water. You're still exercising. COVID is still out there. We catch y'all Friday, man. Be safe. Peace.
Peace.